Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
One of our favorites. He's probably going a little nuts now. Follow him on Twitter.
Carrying Monsters is live streaming this Saturday night on his YouTube channel, youtube.com, Christopher Titus TV. And Christopher Titus joins us.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, man?
Hey.
Good morning, guys. How are things? How are things in the lockdown? Are you guys all right?
Yeah, we're coming into the studio because they don't have we're not all at home, but we keep it all clean. There's only a couple of us in here, and the rest of the staff is, you know, the hallways are clear of people because the sales staff's not allowed. So how about you? I know you're probably just in your house, right, with your wife?
Yeah. So that's good. I mean, she's hating me, but I'm fine with her still.
How about your kids? How about your kids? Can you see your kids or not?
I saw my son. Check this out. I take my son driving.
Okay.
Because he's got his permit now, and I only saw him once. We had masks on still, and the kid hit a curb with my car, popped the tire on my truck. So I'm not kidding.
Does he drive like his old man?
No, I drive well. But he's been driving his sister's car, which is this little tiny Nissan, and I put him in my Ram 1500,
yeah,
which is like a dummy, and he was like, okay, I could just go over anything, right? And blew the tire out of the car, and so I'm not going to see my son ever again. I'm good. This can last forever. He owes me $400 for a tire now.
Yeah, that's a rough transition when you're just learning to drive, to go from a small car to a big truck.
Obviously,
yeah.
It's my fault. Yeah, it's so funny. I'm an older guy now. Even that pass out, I got pissed like my dad. I just started laughing, and then we were in the barrio here in the LA, and we just pulled over, and I was like, "All right, change the tire. You're 15. Change the tire. C60. Now change. Go ahead, change it."
Good for you, man.
Yeah. Well, someone had to keep, you know, we just had to watch for any incoming. So it was tough.
You were the scout.
So you broke down the bad area
of
town.
Yeah, I'm a lookout. You popped it. You changed it. That's how my dad would have raised me.
What's it like? We talked to a couple of our friends, our comedian buddies. Pete Lee lives out there and some other friends. And is it weird seeing the skyline clear because there's no pollution right now?
Yeah, man. L.A.'s weird. I feel like, man, we should start brewing beer here. It's so clear. You know, the water's cleared up. But I'm up, you know, I mean, I'm waking up every morning because my schedule is so screwed up. I've been living basically on the sleep schedule of Guns N' Roses during the Appetite for Destruction tour.
Why not?
Going to bed. Yeah. I know, man, it doesn't make a difference. But so now what I did is my alarm goes off, I shoot a little disinfectant, and then I'm up. So,
that'll work. It does get us moving.
Every time. Yeah. And I'd like to thank our co-presidents, President Newsom and President Cuomo, for keeping a country together.
I'm with you on that, man. I watch Cuomo every day because they're showing him nationally, and I watch Newsom a lot too. And you know, he's a steadying force. I really like that. You know,
yeah, it's like being in a desert for 3 years, and someone hands you a glass of cranberry juice. One of those guys, you're like, oh, thank God. It's been a weird time, man. My wife, things have changed. What's important to my wife? My wife, you know, she's very pretty. She's like kind of a princess. Like last year for Easter, I got her Louboutins,
mm-hmm,
and she was happy. This year, I got her a triple pack of Clorox wipes. And I have to be honest, she was so happy. We did not practice social distancing that night.
All right.
All right. Although I said the cleanup after stung a little bit.
When's the last time you're off stage? Yeah, don't masturbate with that. Our producer knows that. When's the last time you've been off stage this long? I know you were filming the series, your TV show. You probably weren't on all the time. So has it been since the TV show where you're not on stage?
I never did 6 or 7 weeks off. Okay. I never did. I think I would, because I kept going on the road. Damon Wayans told me years ago, before I had my TV show, way long time ago, because I got the TV show about, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years after I worked with him on his show when he played a cop. And he said, hey, don't ever stop doing stand-up because Eddie lost it.
Yeah,
and Eddie never came back. And I was like, really? I feel bad for Eddie Murphy, who's sitting on a pile of $300 million. Oh God, how's he gonna make it through for Eddie Murphy? And this thing is weird. Like the rules of what we're in right now. It's so you're safe if you're 6 feet away,
right?
But it's 5'9", dead. Like, I'm not quite sure. So I'm just walking around. I have 2 extra Stanley tape measures. I'm just measuring. Back up, dude.
Are you leaving the house for supplies? Are you leaving the house for supplies?
I am, man. But.
Oh, we lost you. Hello, 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 hello.
He's in the wrong part of the house.
Yeah, when he's walking around.
I don't get very good reception in this part of the house.
Yeah. He sounded pretty good.
He sounded clear as hell, right?
And then he just disappeared.
All right, I'm going to take it down, push, and you can do what you got to do there. Try to get Christopher Titus back.
I'm going to let him go and get him back.
All right. Let's act like we started like 2 cents before that and have him repeat it. See if he remembers. No. Have you seen your family? I'll say that. I'll go to the same story. Didn't I tell you guys that? Damn it. Is the Carrying Monsters thing, I'll ask him when we get back on here, is he doing that live, or is he actually...
It says...
Or is that the one he's already taped?
The information I have...
That's the show he's been doing around the country right now.
Live streaming event.
Okay.
Saturday night.
All right.
From where? I don't know.
Yeah. Obviously his basement.
But when we get him back, we'll ask him.
Got a little stage out back, maybe like the Brady Bunch or something like that. Yeah. In your yard, put a little stage up, have the kids come.
It's going to be so hard to do without a live reaction.
That's why I want to get to him when you get back up on the phone.
Right, we're curious about that.
Yeah. Also, Chris Porter, our comedian friend Chris Porter, who's spending his time in just getting high, I think. I've been reading about his Twitter feed. Just says, I'm getting high again today or something like that.
He doesn't suggest that's a bad thing, does
nothing
he?
Nothing less.
No, that's Porter. But he's also a Chief fan, so he's reveling in the fact that the Chiefs have won the last Super Bowl.
Yeah. The final Super Bowl.
I did see some good news in sports yesterday, too, that Rodgers ain't happy.
No.
And Favre even said he's not going to finish.
He talked to Favre.
Yeah, no.
Favre's blabbing.
Favre's blabbing. I love that. Yeah, he's not going to be the quarterback. He's not going to end up in that uni at the end. That's always depressing when you see one of your favorites in a different uni. Ask a Patriot fan coming up.
I said the idea floated of Favre going to play with the Raiders and John Gruden.
Favre?
Rodgers. Favre would be crazy.
Oh, no. The natural transition is he goes to play for the Vikings.
Oh, he'll always go to the Vikings.
Right? I'd like to see that.
Nobody's answering the phone there, puss. That's okay.
Yeah, no. I'm going straight to voicemail. So I'm going to keep at it.
Maybe something happened.
Yeah, because we haven't run out of questions for him yet.
No.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The governor of Kansas, Laura Kelly, said that medical marijuana remains on the table as a possibility when lawmakers reconvene following this pandemic.
You know what else is on the table?
Now the goose is on the table.
Okay, so I get a flyer in the mail yesterday.
Medical marijuana, good for her. She's a Democrat, though.
And it's a place that is selling, and they list several locations. And this is just Omaha, not Wichita, not Lincoln.
All right.
I forget the term. Federally legal marijuana.
What's that mean?
Well, I looked up the definition of federally legal marijuana, and I can't say for sure what this is, but you can, anywhere in the country, grow marijuana plants, which are essentially hemp because it can't be more than 0.3% THC.
I got a buddy of mine.
Which won't get you high.
I'll tell you off there how I know the guy, but he's got land north of Omaha, and he's licensed for hemp. So is that what it means?
That's probably what this stuff is.
Got it. All right.
I don't know for sure.
It's got to be that.
It's you use it for CBDs.
Okay.
You can smoke it.
Yeah, because
looks like a regular bud.
Right. The ad showed
exactly the
little
same
little canisters of what looked like weed.
Does it make your arm numb like the kind of stuff Nick likes?
No,
I don't know.
Maybe I should have started smoking that.
But it looks like a regular bud.
Does it?
Yeah, just like it.
Yeah.
And they say, well, there's no THC in there.
And you go, okay, I'll pass up on that.
Yeah. It comes in a variety of strains.
Got THC.
Does it still give you the munchies without the THC? Because that would suck.
No, it would not.
Because obviously, the munchies without the THC would just be just get fat.
Yeah, it's like a non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, which is unnecessary.
Yeah, it's just smoking and not getting high. Right. Yeah.
So the governor of Kansas, let me just say this, thinks that if it gets to a vote, she thinks that it would probably pass the legislature.
Oh, cool.
Medical. Whatever. Medical only.
Okay, we don't have that here.
This wouldn't go on a ballot, just go to the legislature.
That is what she said. That's if it goes through the legislature.
But once it's medical, it's a short hop to recreation.
And then what's got to happen for it to get to the legislature?
Somebody has to say, hey, let's vote on this. Right. And then enough people have to say, all right, we'll vote on this. Cool. And then they vote on that.
Cool Todd and Tyler and T95 listeners have to vote for it and say, hey, call your senators, call your representatives, you know? One of the best highs I've ever had is Wichita.
The Wichita high.
That's in my whole life, by the way. I've been high in a bunch of states, too. And I put that up there, as a top high state.
Let me tell you what had a lot to do with that was quantity.
Yeah, well, either way, it was one of the best buzzes I've ever
had. There
was
the best a lot of THC in that there brownie.
One of the best buzzes I've ever had on weed is Kansas. So rock and roll, man.
Kansas rocks.
It did.
Oh, I agree. I was right beside you, and I ate more than you did.
And you get high all the time. You get high all the time. But you've been high in a ton of states yourself, you know? So, yeah, I think Kansas rocks.
Yeah, 47 of them at last count.
Phone's ringing back close. Hotline.
Whatever.
I'm having trouble with some words today, Craig. How is that?
It's hilarious.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we're dying over here.
It scares me, man.
Yeah.
Early in the show, the first
word. Say the wrong word.
I said the wrong word 1,000 times. Yeah.
Just fall over.
Why you don't do it? When you do it, it's pathetic.
Yeah.
Okay, so we lost you said your son popped a tire.
No, we didn't. That's it. What happened?
Don't make me do it the whole thing again.
No, we're not. Were you in a separate part of the room and everything just went dead? What happened there? You don't know?
My phone went dead. It turned off. I think my tweets are now connected to the White House.
Okay.
I'm being messed with all the time now.
Who do you Because I follow Titus on Twitter, by the way. It's so great.
At Titus Nation.
He doesn't give an F, and I love that about him because he goes out and does his comedy specials all across the country, and majority of them are not political because he's just a funny guy. But you don't care on your Twitter, and I love that, and I've always loved that about you. Now,
I got to tell you, man.
Who's blocked you? Who's blocked you? Did James Woods block you?
Yeah, James Woods, Sebastian Gorka. There's such a joy when a raging a-hole blocks you. You see that they wrote something evil, and you go after them, and you try to send it, and it says you've been blocked. There's something like, I just go, yes, good. That means I won.
That's a badge of honor.
I think you tweeted out that it said James Woods blocked, and you were just so happy. And I was happy when I read it.
I was like, oh, my God. I had two birthdays this year. Pretty amazing. So I just think we're in a place right now, man. Aren't we all tired? We're tired, aren't we?
Yeah, just tired.
Yeah.
Just tired.
Every day there's a new thing. It was so good to see Dr. Just let Fauci. Just shut up and let Fauci talk. Fauci talk.
Just let him talk.
That's all we need.
Just let him talk.
You know, I just want to feel better.
Carrying Monsters now, this live thing on Saturday, are you doing it live? Or is it just a taped version of what you've already been doing?
No. We're doing live, no editing. It's funny because I've been saying that to my wife. I go, I can't believe we're doing this. I go, I can't do it live. And she looked at me and she goes, you know, when you go to the clubs, you're actually live, right?
Yeah.
but
it's a different dynamic.
Where are you doing it from? Your living room?
Yeah. Do you have a crowd?
No. Here's the thing. With everything that's going on, I'm seeing all these performers that I love screaming into their laptops as a show, and I'm not doing that.
Got it.
So we have a crew of guys. We got three people. We got three cameras. We're going to have 15 people in the audience, 10 to 15 people.
Okay.
Of all friends that have been quarantined for 21 days at least.
Okay.
Which is good. Guys, come on, risk your lives for some jokes. That's what I've asked them to do. I have a sound stage that I've had for years, and so what we do is we built it like a comedy club. We bleached the whole place, and then we have a set that's already there, but we built a stage yesterday, and we're doing it. So live on Saturday at 7 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern. Can you guys do the math?
It's 8 o'clock Central. 8 o'clock Central.
Thank you, because no one can't. People are like, what time again? What time is Pacific? And so that's an hour. And they go the other way with an hour. So anyway, we're doing it, and we're doing it live, and it's 90 minutes. It's $10. Also, by the way, if I know everybody's having a tough time, so if you can't see that, go to my YouTube channel, Christopher Titus TV, and I put up four comedy specials for free right now.
Oh, that's cool.
Listen, man, without those guys, without people coming to my shows, I don't have a job. And it looks like I'm not going to have one until sometimes around 2025.
I want to ask you this, Chris, because you invited 15. These are people you actually know pretty well, I'm sure. Now, the fact is, you know, when it's buddies in the crowd, are they going to laugh? Are they going to give you courtesy laughs? Because you're funny, but if they're just friends, they're going to go, hey, yeah, that was okay. But, you know, come on. Are you telling them to laugh?
Well, they've all been locked down for almost 2 months. They just want to get the hell out.
Got it. Okay. Oh, that's a good point. They'll be happy to be someplace.
And if they don't laugh, if I don't laugh, I'll fight one of them, and then we'll see that, because there's no sports.
There's no sports.
Then we'll just duke it. But, yeah, so we're doing Carrie Monsters the whole show. The kind of pissed me off is that, like, the show is getting standing ovations. It got to this point where it was killing it.
Right.
And I thought, well, how do we do this? You know, I'm not going to be able to do comedy for a while. And then we came up with this idea, and I thought, well, let's work it out. You know, we just kind of threw it against the wall, and we sold like a ton of tickets. And here's what's really cool about it. There's a lot of people out there that have bought tickets and they said, hey, I'm going to donate another $40 because I haven't seen my family in a while. I got my kid who's got college or whatever. He's locked down, whatever it is. And they bought other people tickets. It's really cool.
That is cool.
So depending on how we do, we're going to give a chunk of it to some of the clubs with the wait staff. It's kind of crazy that everybody lost their jobs. And by the way, anybody who says this is the flu, shut up.
No, well, they are idiots.
It's not the flu.
No, it's not. A
buddy of mine had it on the East Coast, and he said he was sick, hardcore sick, like in bed for 21 days.
I don't know if you know. Old road dog Willie Farrell. You know Willie Farrell?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Willie got the COVID.
Willie got the COVID. He was in the Vegas the last weekend. It all happened performing in Vegas. Flew back to Des Moines and got quarantined and got it. And he was sick as a dog. He made it, but he was sick.
Yeah,
as a
said
dog.
It hurt to breathe.
He said never been that sick.
Thankfully, man. I'm seeing a lot less of this is like the flu. I'm not seeing that much anymore.
Yeah, well,
I think that narrative has finally gone away.
Yeah. Well, they're all blocking
Titus. It's definitely a measure of intelligence.
Yeah.
Definitely a measure of
intelligence. Exactly. All right. So
you know, it's like people who spend a lot of time in their childhood running into a brick wall. It's not the flu.
Christopher Titus.
My buddy,
go ahead.
My buddy lost 4 days. He lost 4 days. He said, because there's 4 days, I don't know what happened.
Man.
And so that's
scary. That's scary. That's scary. You don't know if you're going to wake up.
Well, there's also don't drink when you have the COVID, I think, part of it.
Yeah. Well, it seems like you set up a pretty good model here. So I hope I hope people rip you off and we see more of these in the future.
Yeah.
Comedians performing in front of 12 to 15 people.
Right.
Yeah, if you go to ChristopherTitus.com or Christopher Titus TV, we also put up all the episodes. Disney's closed and 20th Television's closed. We're putting up an episode a day of the Titus Show. So until they sue me for putting them up, go to Christopher Titus TV, and the shows are all there. Just there's hours and hours of content. But the show's going to be Saturday night again. It's going to be 7 o'clock Pacific time.
Pacific time.
Okay, so 9 Central.
Yes, and 9 Central.
And 10
yeah,
Eastern.
10 o'clock.
Right. Oh, yeah, we just screwed it up earlier.
We did.
It's early, guys. It's early. Man, I got to adjust my bleach dose.
Well, you'd be, like you said, it's 6:20 your time. You'd be sleeping right now because of the Guns N' Roses tour, basically. All right. Hey, Chris.
No, I didn't go to sleep. I'm going to sleep after this.
Excellent.
I just stayed up. I can't. Yeah. But anyways, go to it. It's a 90-minute show, full show, it's going to look like a real comedy special. That is best we can. I decided to not scream into my laptop, and that's how it's going to be.
Excellent.
So, guys, thanks for having me.
Hey, we'll see you in
person.
We're doing fine. You know, we're all staying healthy, and we're all going mentally crazy like the world is. But we're doing this every day just to keep ourselves sane and our listeners sane, for that matter. Hey, we'll see you live in 2025, probably in person. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Counting on it.
My father-in-law lives in Georgia, and he said he went to Costco and there was no meat. And I think, oh, finally, this was actually put upon us by the vegans. That's what happened.
Put that out there and get blocked.
It is some evil plot.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All right, get some rest,
buddy. Bye, guys. Thank
you. All right, see you, man.
See you, bye.
Carrying Monsters, live streaming Saturday night.
There you go, Nick. Have your family watch you.
YouTube.
They'll love that.
You're live from your living room with my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of the jokes, we're like, my son will be like, and then you.
YouTube.com/ChristopherTitusTV. And his Twitter is @TitusNation.
I love that. Now he's just going to go to bed. You're right. Yeah. All right.
Well, if you've been staying up till 4 or 5 anyway, what's an extra hour or two?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right. We had Dr. Meany. We had Titus on. Check out the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com a little later on. Our buddy Chris Porter, also out in L.A. somewhere. Probably high. All
right. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.